So this is one of those sermons that I started over and over again because I didn't quite like the opening. So this is the opening that I finally came up with. That it has been said, it is hard to let go of our expectations at times. Not only the expectations that we have for ourselves, but for possibly our children, one another, someone in our life that it could be at times perceived to be a bit annoying when they don't meet that expectation that we've set for them, even if they're unaware of that expectation. That's one that always gets me, is that at times I feel like I have these expectations and I forget to communicate those expectations. And then my kids say, well, you've never said that to me. It's like, oh, yeah, I might have forgotten that one. But one of the things I realized about expectations is that the idea of when we don't quite meet them or we have these expectations of how it should go and it doesn't go that way, about the possibility of the adventure that it can bring forth, whether one that we really want to go on or one that we are on and we just see where it goes. And one of those things that helped me to look and to move my ideas of how things should be and to, as in the word of Frozen, let it go, is one of my aunts who is, nothing ever goes the way that she wants it to go. And you just learn to roll with it, especially the first time I learned that, oh, okay, this is how it's going to go. So the story is that each spring we did a big gathering of the hay twines, the sacks that we use for grain, and we put it in this big pit. And it's something that you collected throughout the year, and so you have this big pile of strings and sacks. And as you can imagine, they're burnable. And there was a field around us, and in the pit there was weeds, and so she lit the pile on fire. And the firefighters will appreciate this one. So me being 12 years old, I was like, well, should we like clear the area around it? She's like, oh no, the weeds will burn and it'll be great. I'm like, okay. And it's getting hotter as it does, as it starts drying things and burning, and it's really hot. And surprise, surprise, it starts spreading. And there's a hay field on one side, and what I think on the other side is a dried grain field. And I was like, are you sure? We should probably start putting fire. Oh no, it's fine. Okay. And it starts going. Starts drying those weeds, the wind picks up, and it goes across the fence. And at this time, she starts kind of starting to worry about it. So she hands me a shovel, says, starts throwing dirt. I'm like, start throwing dirt? Okay, not knowing what to do. And so I hop across the fence because I think I have to be the line between myself, this fire, and the dry wheat field. And then I hear her say, well, and this is my hearing, the house is on fire. And I'm like, what? Because the house is a half mile away. And she gets in her truck and drives away and leaves me up there all by myself going, oh my goodness, okay. So I start throwing dirt on the fire, trying to get it out. And then I hear the fire department. Oh, she went to the house to call the fire department. And they come and they get the thing, and then I find out, no, it was a field of weeds. It wasn't dry wheat. But anyways, that taught me about my expectations, about how things, and just be open to the adventure and see where it ends. Hopefully all of us still alive at the end of the day. But it kept doing that. The adventures with her and the fun that we had kept releasing my expectations of how things should be, how things should go, and just to live in those moments. And to allow that perceived control to be released at times. To be recalculating, to be rerouting to a new destination, much like our first solo trip, our first solo out into the world. And those things that we get thrown in along the way. And it's that releasing and changing of our perspective I'd like to focus on today, that releasing of things that should be, how we think that should be, that gives room for God to do some amazing things within our lives. And we see John the Baptist. So previous to this reading, he talks about the one to come that I'm not even fit to tie the sandals, his sandals. And he has his followers and they're going to get baptized, and here comes Christ. The one that he's talking about, prophesying, the one that is greater than he. And Christ comes to him and says, I need to be baptized by you. And John is like, you need to be baptized by me. I need to be baptized by you. And you come to me expecting me to baptize you when it needs to be the other way around? And Christ answered, if we did it in like I said, in the frozen, it'd be, let it go for now. Let it go. For it is proper for us to in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Christ knows that he has to lead the way for us in baptism. He knows that with this, that the prophecies will be fulfilled and his ministry will start, and the wonders that it works within that moment. The moment, the wonders of the Spirit, of the dove descending upon him as he's rising out of the water. The witnesses get to see this powerful moment of the Trinity becoming one, visibly, audibly. This idea that Christ, that God is speaking, and people hear and can go and tell the story. The shifting of the worldview. The shifting not only of the world's view, but of John's view of what is to happen, how his path will now look going forward. And I love the idea, and it's hard when our worldview gets shifted. But that's what Christ does. He comes in, and much like a snow globe, shakes it up and flips it over. And we get to see the wonder and experience the, at times, the panic filled of what's getting changed, how we are going to come out of this. But the amazing thing is through each and every experience, through this experience that John the Baptist had at the river, at the lake of Galilee, is that it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be witnessed, to see these things, and to experience God's love in new and amazing ways. And I've read this article that I'd like to share in closing. It says, let go, Jesus says. Let it be the invitation of God, the dismantling of heresies of worthiness. It doesn't have to make sense to us. It doesn't have to align perfectly with the frameworks of thought or theory. It is an invitation of love, God's love, of vulnerability and compassion. And we are just to receive it, even if it unsettles us a bit. Let love invite you to participate in something you don't feel you deserve. Let love take care of you, caretakers. Let love, the ones whom you feel responsible for, give their care in return. One thing about love is God is with us, God is for us, God is showing us that it always defies our understanding. We can protest that, and love will not demand our obedience or chide our reaction, but will invite us beyond protest. So in this epiphany season of this revelations, these aha moments, what is God calling us as a congregation and us as individuals to let go and to receive a new and unexpected gift that might not make sense to us, but could be world-shifting change? Amen.